You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Tommy Lugauer.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah, dude's dog's damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Mom, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. Phone number to call, as always, 888-808-1019. The Knicks are going to the finals. No, not yet, but get used to hearing me say it and get used to saying it because that's exactly what's going to happen. Before the series started, I said it would be Knicks in five, and after game one, I said, I think it's going to be Knicks in four. I told you they would blow out the Cavs tonight, and it's all going to the plan that I saw it would go to because there was no way that Cleveland was going to be able to respond to that gut-wrenching, brutal, horrific Game 1 loss. No way. The most vulnerable you were going to see the Knicks in this series was Game 1. They're coming off a long layoff, and they look like it. Sloppy play, tons of turnovers, couldn't buy a three. Cavs are up 22 with a little under 8 minutes to go. That was the opportunity for Cleveland to make this a series. That was going to be the worst game you saw from the Knicks. That was going to be the most vulnerable the Knicks were going to be in this series. And Cleveland still couldn't take advantage of it. And they lost in historical fashion. And they're not mentally tough. They're soft. Their coach continues to be out to lunch. They have no shot. This series is now a party for the rest of the way. It will be over, in all likelihood, Monday night, Memorial Day. Because Cleveland has no shot. The Knicks are going to the finals. Get used to hearing me say it, and get used to saying it yourself. Because this series is a wrap. It was never going to go long anyway, unless Cleveland won that first game. Like, in my mind, it was going to go five. But when I saw that game one outcome, I was like, okay, this is over in four. Maybe Cleveland shows a little heart and they get it to five games. And they don't go out like total gutless losers like the Sixers did. But the Knicks are a runaway freight train. And first it was Atlanta, who to their credit did win the two games. But once they did that and the Knicks woke up, it was all over from there. The Sixers didn't even put up a fight. The Cavs, to their credit, did put up a fight in game one when the Knicks were at their most vulnerable, but ultimately they lost the game in a situation that you cannot recover from. And what a difference a year makes. When we were sitting here Friday night of Memorial Day weekend a year ago, the Knicks had lost both games to the Pacers at home. Both. Something that you certainly don't want to do when you have home court advantage. And now here we are a year later, almost to the night this year, Thursday night, and the Knicks are now up 2-0 after winning both at home and are now in the driver's seat. They're winning this series. It's going to be a party the rest of the way. Cleveland has no answers for what the Knicks do on a basketball court. None. And the beauty of the Knicks is each day could be a different hero. Like in game one, it was, of course, Brunson in the fourth quarter, his heroics, which was legendary. But it was also Shamet. It was also Bridges. It was also Anunoby defensively. And then tonight, Josh Hart, who has been, pun intended, the heart and soul of this team. A guy who worked his ass off to become a better three-point shooter. Because much like tonight, what you saw from Cleveland, there are teams that dare him to shoot. They will give Josh Hart opportunities to have wide open threes. And a credit to him knowing that and working on that part of his game in the offseason, because he had a heck of a shooting year, especially from beyond the arc, which was something he needed to work on, because the opportunities are going to be there. Because you have to pick your poison. When you have a team with lethal shooters like a Brunson, like Karl-Anthony Towns, Anunoby, Bridges, Josh Hart, as great as he is in terms of doing the dirty work and all the little things, you know, that wasn't always a big part of his game, shooting three-pointers and making them. But he turned that all around this year. Even with some struggles, you know, he comes off a bad game in game one, but tonight he was sensational. And depending on the night, you could see a different hero. One night it's Brunson, one night it's Josh Hart. Karl-Anthony Towns woke up tonight after a bad game one. The depth of this team, the experience of this team, and now that they are a little lady luck in game one, which you need when you go on runs like this, we are now staring at nine straight playoff victories. Nine. The most dominant playoff run, and really the most dominant I have seen this team in my lifetime, is what we are witnessing. They are the most talented. They are the deepest, the most star power of any Knick team of my four decades of watching the great sport of basketball.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
That's what we're all have a front row seat for. And if you were at Madison Square Garden tonight, look, you didn't get what you got in game one. And depending on the type of sports fan that you are, because everybody's wired a little bit differently. There are some sports fans that, man, game one, that historic game, you got to see, what, a 44-11 run to end the game, you know, when it was 22-point deficit, and the Knicks just took off and did something that is rarely, if ever, seen. You got to see the heroics of Brunson. You got to see the roof get blown off the place. And it was one of those nights that none of us will ever forget. Tonight, not you didn't get that type of game, but you got a Knicks team that was focused, that had knocked off all the rust, that knew the mission. You had a Cleveland team that hung around a little bit in the first half, but then completely let go of the rope as the game went on in the second half. Outside of a mini run in the fourth, where they were down 18. I think they cut it to around 10. But again, this is just like when the Knicks played. I know there's a lot of Knicks fans that have PTSD. Don't, because this team is different. They're deeper, they're more focused, and they have had so many brutal losses in the past, but I just don't see it happening, especially in this series. So even with the little mini run by the Cavs, I was completely confident that the Knicks would respond. And that's exactly what they did. They went on their own run and won the game going away. I don't think any game in this series will be close. I think the Knicks are going to roll. I think they're going to absolutely pick apart the Cavs. The best shot Cleveland has, the best, much like Philly, is going to be Saturday night in Game 3. Although it's going to sound like Madison Square Garden in that building. Because even though the Cavaliers are going to try to keep, and good luck, they're going to try to keep Knicks fans out of the building, they're not going to succeed. Because the Knicks are up 2-0. It's a holiday weekend, so if you are a Knicks fan, you're going to have at least 3 days off. You got Saturday off, you got Sunday off. In all likelihood, you got Monday off. You certainly have Sunday off. So it gives you the ability to take a little road trip. You could drive to Cleveland. I wouldn't advise it, but you could. It's a quick flight. So either way, planes, trains, and automobiles, you're going to get your fanny to Cleveland pretty easily. And even with the traveling, the hotel, the tickets, all the expenses, you know, booze if you get into that type of behavior, food, all that stuff, it's still less money than going to Madison Square Garden. So I think it's going to be absolutely a huge Knick contingent all weekend in Cleveland. And the Cavs don't know what they're headed for there in terms of their players and their fans. I mean, they've seen it on television. They've seen it from their couch. Now they're going to get to experience it. Because if you're a Knick fan, you're eyeing that game on Monday saying, this could be the one that sends the Knicks to the finals for the first time in 27 years. And if it's 3-0, which I expect it to be, there won't be a Cavalier fan in sight. That will look like Madison Square Garden. So the Knicks fans are going to invade. If you're planning on going, by the way, hit me up. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. And if you were at the Garden tonight, love to hear from you. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I told you this last night, if you heard me on the overnight. And I'm going to tell it to you again. The series and the toughest mountain to climb was in game one. That was the series. Now, it's going to be a party. It's going to be a, whatever it is, 6-7 day, maybe a little less, but quick math there, celebration as the Knicks just completely boat race the Cavs from tonight until Monday, worst case, Wednesday in a game five, which would be here in New York. And I might sound too cocky for your liking, get used to it, because this basketball team is not only on a roll, they're super talented, they're well coached, they have the depth, everything is clicking for them. The continuity, the chemistry, the playoff experience, and yes, guts, something that Cleveland has none of. If this was a team in the Cavs that had some stones, I'd say, all right, you know what? Hey, the Knicks held serve at home. That's what they're supposed to do. It's not a series until the home team loses a game. Let's see how it goes in Cleveland. But this Cav team, get serious. They're gutless. They're the fraudulent. They have no heart. They are just absolutely defeated, and their fans are defeated, and they're already probably selling their tickets. And if it goes 3-0, they're certainly selling their tickets. But I'm sure if you're a Cavs fan right now, you're like, I got better things to do on a Memorial Day weekend than watch the Knicks roll in here and beat my team by 20 points, because that's exactly what's going to happen. Cleveland had their chance, and they screwed it up. This could have went 6. Had they held on to, a 22-point lead with 7 minutes to go, this could have been a series. But now, it's a wrap. I said it after game one. I said it last night. I'll say it again. Everything I have said has come to fruition. Except, I told you 5, it might be 4 now. But outside of that, I told you they would blow them out tonight. Hopefully you listened. If you partake in those type of activities, there was no way. Especially, and I'm not suggesting that the Cavalier players were out partying on the day before, but you're in New York City. There's a lot of distractions. You're not picking yourself off the mat. This is not a team that has won championships. The Cavs are. They don't have that type of heart. They don't have that type of resolve. They just don't. And never have. And the only reason Cleveland is in this situation is because Detroit completely and utterly embarrassed themselves in a Game 7 in their own building where they got booed out of it down 30 in the fourth quarter, which was to the Knicks' benefit. Because even though Detroit proved to be a team that was at least one superstar short, I think the Pistons would have fought. They're a tough team, despite what they did in Game 7 there. They're a tough team. They're a rugged team. And they could have been physical and given Brunson some problems. That series would have went long. This one, no shot. The Knicks have been unbelievable at Madison Square Garden all year. They've continued to be unbelievable at Madison Square Garden in the playoffs. And right now, this group is riding a wave, and they are locked in. They are confident. And even when a punch is delivered that they were on the ground for 9 seconds, they still got up before 10 and were able to storm back from a 22-point deficit. Absolutely. And they had another run tonight, like 25-3. This is insanity. This is like video games watching. This is like when your buddy doesn't really like video games and you're playing them in Halo and it's basically 40 kills to 1. And he's like, okay, can we just go do something else? Can we go shoot pool? I don't like video games. That's what's happening right now. It's video game-like. And now as a Knick fan, I know there's some of you out here that don't want to hear this. And tough. They're going to the finals. Now it's about watching, focusing on who you want to see in the next round, which, of course, is the Spurs. Their youth, I just think it's going to be to their detriment. And I love the full circle as the last time the Knicks were in the finals, they lost to the Spurs. So sign me up for San Antonio. But this one is a wrap. This is a wrap. Much like the Knicks couldn't recover last year, the Cavs won't be able to recover from game one. And they don't have as much talent as the Knicks. They don't have as much depth. Kenny Atkinson not utilizing that depth. And again, Kenny Atkinson seems like a nice fella. He could go take the rest of the summer off. I mean, he has been so awful in this series. And he doesn't have a lot to work with in terms of intestinal fortitude on this team. But still, he has been an absolute detriment to this team. Cleveland couldn't make a free throw. Please. Nothing to worry about. Now it's about celebrating, which we do as a city better than any city on this planet. That's what it's about. Because we've waited a very long time for this. So enjoy it. Soak up these moments. Stop biting your fingernails. Stop being worried. Stop being, what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. They're going to the finals. They're going to beat this team either in 4 or 5. So enjoy it, because we've all waited a very long time for this.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.